In all you're getting, get wisdom.
Wisdom is the principal thing.
Through wisdom is a house built.
And by understanding, it is established.
Join Apostle Joshua Selman of Eternity Network International as he takes you on a journey into the wisdom of God's Word. Its intimacy, its partnership, its fellowship. This is Koinonia.
Upon me in a new dimension tonight. I desire to rise in the spirit. I desire to rise in the spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You have won the victory.
You have won the And worship him.
Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah.
One more time.
Baba kusala baria da bada da. Baba sumbara da bada da bada.
May your glory fill this room. May your power fill this place. As we worship in the presence of God.
I love you, you are everything to me, and I exalt your holy name. I exalt your holy name.
Lift your hands and worship him.
You deserve the lifting of my hands to you. You deserve.
Lift your hands and worship him. Si baba raku sabrani baradu sabrani salabaya.
Ubangi jikai kare kai sayabo. Allah ungode ma.
For the testimonies.
Allah, Allah, Nagode Makaya.
as individuals and as a family of faith, we are grateful people. We declare, oh God, that there is nothing done in this place that is on the strength of the flesh. And Lord, we declare by the power of the Holy Spirit that only you can touch and change the lives of your people tonight. No man, it is not given to any man to produce transformation in his strength. Your people have come from everywhere tonight, trusting for an encounter with the power of the Holy Spirit. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, do miracles tonight. Do miracles tonight. Mighty miracles tonight. Oh, let there be grace for the working of miracles tonight. Faithful God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're the mighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're the all-wise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and sing to him. You are mighty in this place. I tell you, I see angels in this place. That's what I'm saying in the spirit. You are mighty in this place. Myriads of angels, myriads of angels. You are mighty in this place. Faithful God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Faithful God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God forever. Glory to God, glory to God. Glory to God forever. Sing it unto him. You are invoking his presence tonight. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God forever. Spirit of the living God, tonight we pray that you will invade this place. Glory to your name, O God. You are the only one who deserves to be exalted. There is no man who competes with you. There is no man who can take your place. The Bible says, what is man that thou art mindful of? Nor the son of man that thou visitest him. You have made him a little lower than Elohim, crowned him with glory and virtue, set him over the works of your creation. In my As you're singing this song, I'm seeing miracle jobs. Miracle jobs. The Holy Spirit is ministering to me. Releasing jobs for people. Releasing jobs for families. I send the delay of employment is coming to an end for many people. The delay of employment. Something strange that will begin to happen in the spirit. People will start dancing in the spirit. This is what I see. It's a mystery. It's going to happen by the spirit. Literally, literally dancing in the spirit. It's an operation of the Holy Spirit is releasing tonight. He's doing a miracle in the midst of his people. Let's just flow with what the Holy Ghost is doing. The miracle service for next week has begun already. Dancing in the spirit. The Holy Spirit is moving people and influencing them. Influencing them by an ability that is greater. Shaboka subratis kalabariada. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Forever you will be.
the balcony. To worship you. Forever you. You're the Lamb of God.
Forever you are. Forever you
are. Move among your people, O God. Until every burden is lifted tonight, until every embargo is broken, until every curse is reversed.
To lift your hands and just be quiet in His presence. Just lift your hands to the heavens. Everywhere inside and His glory is mighty in this place. Just lift your hands to His glory. Just lift your hands. Of your presence, we your temple, we give you reverence. Now arise from your throne. Blessed by our praise as we glory in your embrace. Let your power Lord, we wait on you, for you are that river that flows from Zion, bringing healing, bringing salvation. We have come tonight, oh God, expecting you to bless us. We're not in a hurry. We're not in a hurry.
We will wait.
Just keep your hands lifted.
For in your presence there's fullness of joy and our strength shall be restored as we wait upon. I will wait upon the Lord. For in your presence there's fullness of joy and our strength will be restored. For we wait upon the Lord. Yes, we wait upon the Lord.
Oh, wait on him. There is strength coming upon you.
We wait upon the Lord. We wait upon the Lord. Jena na 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 mona so na na na. Jena mana moso na 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 na. Jena na na Jena na na ni na na. Jena na moso na na malia na mose talia na 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 na. Jena made na na da baria na moso na na na. Mana na moso na na na.
Lord, we wait on you. You are drawing strength from the throne. Don't you think you are wasting time at all? This is part of the meeting. Already he's doing miracles. He's touching people by his anointing. Touching people by his anointing. No man is able to respond to your situation. We're invoking an anointing that is greater than us. Power that is greater than us. Hear the Spirit say unto me, lay your burdens down. Lay your burdens down. That's what the Holy Spirit is telling me. Lay your burdens down. The bills, the sickness, the frustrations. For I am able, said the Spirit of God. I am able, said the Spirit of God. Lay your burdens down. You have allowed your situations to overwhelm you. You have allowed your situations to becloud your faith. I am still able. I am still able, said the Spirit of God. I am still able. That's what the Lord is telling us tonight. I am able. You may not know how the miracle will come to pass, but I am able. I am able. That's what the Lord is saying. I'm moving ahead of you into that area of darkness. The Lord is giving people miracles, responding to your individual needs. I may not know what they are, but you came for koinonia. The God of heaven is meeting men at the point of their needs. I go before you. I go before you. I go before you. I'm seeing what looks like a cleaner. God is saying, I'm erasing your mistakes. That's what God is saying to someone. I'm erasing your mistakes. I'm erasing your past.
I'm giving you a new beginning. I'm giving you a new beginning. A new beginning. Yes, we wait. Yes, we wait. The Lord is speaking to someone. I'm restoring your dreams and visions. That's what God is saying. I'm restoring your dreams. Those encounters you used to have, those supernatural encounters, you stopped writing for a long time because the visitation ceased. Tonight the oil is being opened and released unto you. It's like a fragrance. You are receiving it. It's coming upon your life. That's what the Spirit is saying. It's time to come back to the secret place. It's time to come back to the secret place. For someone, the Lord is ministering. You used to spend time with me 2 hours every night, but you stopped. There were all kinds of distractions, but the Lord is saying, I'm still waiting for you in that place of encounter. I'm still waiting for you to show you great things, to show you great things, to show you great things. The Lord is speaking to a man here. You are an engineer, and he's saying, do not give up. I'm about to step into your life. Do not give up. The Lord gave you a word by January that he will honor you, but as it is, you've not seen anything. No projects, no work. But the Lord is saying, I should tell you, he's stepping in, even in this glory. Stepping in this glory. There are a number of ladies here. You really used to hear God with clarity, but all kinds of distractions came into your life, and sincerely for a long time, you cannot say you really had God with a clear direction. But the Lord is bringing a restoration right now. That's what is happening. The hearing ears, God is opening your ears once again to start hearing the voice of the Spirit with clarity. I'm seeing green grasses. That's what I'm seeing. The Lord is bringing freshness to your spiritual life. That life of staleness. Carrying yesterday's grace, yesterday's glory, the Lord is replacing it with something new and fresh. Jesus, for you alone will do these things and glorify yourself. You have come tonight to experience His grace. The anointing of the Spirit is strong. Let's just flow with what God is doing. Shabakosita. Stop right this calendar. Lord, let no burden remain. Let no burden remain. Let no burden remain.
According to your promises, I can stand secure. Would you carve upon my heart this truth that sets me free? According to your word, O Lord, be it unto me.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, says, the works that I do shall also do, greater works than this shall I do.
Spirit of God, we thank you for your presence. God is speaking a word to someone and he's saying the harassment comes to stop. It comes to full stop tonight. The harassment in dreams. That spirit that comes to you to oppress you. The harassment stops. The harassment stops by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. The harassment stops. The harassment stops.
But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of my head. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of my head.
Take it higher, man.
Had a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of my head.
Let no one with any burden go back to sin. Your people have come expecting a touch. You're already touching people. In the name of Jesus. Please, everyone, just lay your right hand on your tummy. This is the instruction God is giving. Let's just act. Lay your right hand on your tummy. Please, no instruments, everything, just stop. Let's just obey what the Lord is saying. Just lay your right hand on your tummy. Don't mind me. This is what the Holy Ghost is telling me. Now, there are many of you who are going to be receiving strange graces for the next level. Supernatural direction. It will come like fire inside and outside. Right now, oh God, confirm your word with power across this building and in every of the overflows right now. Just keep your hands on your stomach. Miracles. Shabakataya. Let it leave the heavens and come to the earth. Miracles. Miracles everywhere. Outside there is a mighty angelic walk. It's like an impregnation that is happening outside. Strange signs outside in every one of the overflows. Strange signs of the spirit. Strange signs. There are two ladies at my back in the worship team. I see the power of God touching you right now. Strange signs. That fire from your innermost being. From your innermost being right now. The Lord is doing that miracle across the entire auditorium. He's touching people. Let's just let him do what he's doing. Because this is the answer to your prayer. This is why you have prayed. You can't stand it. Lord, let it leave your throne. Let it not be restrained in the heavens until it steps into the destinies of your people. This is what they have prayed for. They have fasted for it. They have prayed. They have fasted. They have prayed. They have fasted. Then let it come, oh God. Let it come, oh God. The grace that can open strange doors. Strange testimonies. Strange testimonies. Shaka barakusia. Just the guitar. Just play minors just on the guitar. Go ahead. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not the bass guitar. Just keep your hands on your stomach. The Lord is doing a miracle. The Lord is saying He's stepping into the finances of families. This is what I'm hearing. That's why He told me, let the guitar play, because He wants to speak. The Lord is doing miracles in finance, in the finances of many families right now. I'm hearing favor, financial favor. I'm releasing financial favor. You will hear the testimony. It will start in your life. It will flow to your family. That's what the Lord is saying. Where are they, oh God? Touch them, touch them, touch them, touch them. Bring performance to your word. Bring creation to your word. Financial miracles. Financial miracles. The Lord is saying it's time to move to the next level. He's speaking to families. It's time to move financially. There is a mantle coming. I'm seeing it like a dew. It's like the dew of heaven. If it comes upon you, it's your family He's talking about. If it comes upon you, expect it. Don't just receive, expect a testimony. I don't know how it will happen, but if you are affected by this prophetic word, then your family is under the influence of a financial anointing. Lord, spare not your hand. Stretch it from the heavens. Stretch it from the heavens. Release financial miracles. That's what the Lord is saying. For many of you, it will do you like a dream. You wouldn't even know how it will happen. Supernatural connections, strategic alliances by the Spirit of God. Meeting the people that matter. Meeting the people that matter. Financial saviors, financial helpers. Josephs of Arimathea rising for you. Rising for you. This is what you have prayed for. It is important that you receive testimonies. You receive miracles. There is a lady who traveled from the south, like one of the Yoruba countries. You came all the way from the south and you came asking the Lord to visit your family. Right now, the miracle is already beginning for your family. Such an invasion of the Spirit of God. It's bringing light to every area of darkness. There is a brother, the Lord is speaking. He's saying, leave the wedding date at September. Don't move it. Leave it there. I will make it happen. It will be by my Spirit. The Lord is speaking to a brother. Leave the wedding date at September. Leave it there. Don't change it because of finances. I will move and go ahead of you. I will move and go ahead of you. I will move and go ahead of you. The Lord is speaking to a woman here, not a young lady, a woman. The dream that I gave you, July 2012, is about to come to pass. The dream that I gave you, July 2012 is coming to pass speedily. July 2012, that dream that I gave you, July 2012, is coming to pass. A miracle is coming for a gentleman by the name Musa. The Lord is bringing a miracle for him right now. God is healing a lady of appendicitis. Appendicitis, that's what it is. You don't know, but you've been having severe pain. Severe pain is appendicitis. And the Lord is bringing a miracle right now. There is a man here, you've been trusting God for promotion. This is 5 years. 5 years. The Lord says in the next 3 months, your letter will arrive. In the next 3 months, and you will testify. Pay attention to the prophetic words. There is grace to make them come to pass. Mm-hmm. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Please be seated if you can. Just leave those under the anointing. Just sit if you can. God is doing strange things tonight. There are three ladies this will come upon. Supernatural laughter in a very strange way. They can't control it.
I will worship you forever, love you forever, because this God is too good.
Don't just bring people out like that, please. This is a prophetic experience. They'll never be able to stop the laughter. It's not about what they want to do. It's a message.
I will worship you forever, love you forever, because
I prophesy to all three of you, let your family step into a season of laughter right now. I release that anointing even as you are laughing. I release it in the name of Jesus. There is authority in your laughter. I declare by that authority, in the name that is above all names, in the name that is above all names, the Lord is bringing miracles to people. Glorify yourself, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Listen, we do business in this kingdom on the strength of mysteries. Mysteries are secret codes of operation. He said, the secrets of the Lord are with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenants. There is a way to make things happen in the spirit. Madam, the witchcraft in your family dies forever. It leaves your family right now. I command that spirit, you take your hands off her life in the name of Jesus Christ. James, you are a visitor. Who is that? Is there someone like that? James. There's someone called James. He's a visitor. This is your first time of coming. Run. The Lord wants to use you and bring a miracle to your family. But look at me. God needs to save you. Huh? There are many things wrong with your life. Many things. Huh? You are a bad boy. God is going to change your entire life. I'm not insulting you, but there will be a miracle for you right now, because the hand of God is upon your life, but there is a spirit that is destroying you. I cast that spirit right now. Let it live your life forever in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, you can use anybody and anything. You brought James out in the name of Jesus. Let me talk to one more lady, Helene. I'm hearing a name, Helene. Is there someone with that name, Helene? Come. Who came with you?
Came alone.
You came alone. But why am I seeing a man standing near you? Listen. There is a spirit tormenting you. Let her go now. I curse you by the God of heaven. In the name of Jesus. This has stopped her life. Tied everything. I'm seeing everything under chains. There is a man standing. And this man is shouting and saying he's married to you. I curse you by the God of heaven. Hold my hands. In the name of Jesus, that spirit leaves your life forever. I bring you complete deliverance. In the name of Jesus. Are you married? That's it for your marriage.
This is the reason why you are not married. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because this has been your prayer, this has been your desire, anything you start. And I need to pray for you because your stomach is swelling. It's even embarrassing you. You are thinking it's because you are eating too much. If I don't pray for you, they will tell you something like fibroid is growing. And we have to pray. We curse it. It dies a natural death and goes back there. That person that comes to oppress you in your dream never returns to you again forever in the name of Jesus. And may doors open for you strangely. In the name of Jesus Christ. Our time is gone. There are three things, three keys, three mysteries that can invoke the manifested presence of God. The manifest presence of God in the life of a man, in a ministry. I wanted to start a series on throne room encounters, but the Lord asked me to talk about this. Number one is obedience. We are going to be fast because I want us to pray. God still wants to visit people. My sister, come. This lady. Where the usher is standing, that gentleman, right? 1, 2, 3. Just your rope. The third lady. Come. No, not you. The lady at your back. Come. Yes, she's the one. You, come, please. Please save our time. The Lord says I should prophesy to you that the rejected stone becomes the chief cornerstone. The rejected stone becomes the chief cornerstone. You may look at yourself and think you are nobody. You may look at yourself and think you are a weak person. This is what has been destroying you. You compare yourself with people. You have been crying simply because you are not doing well. You are not doing well in anything. And then people have been insulting you. And this has made you to feel so bad. While you were sitting there, the Lord opened my eyes and I saw a lot of misery. You see the lady crying. You see, let me tell you, there are all kinds of people seated in this place tonight. When you see people just sitting, you may not know what is destroying them, eating them up. Because the destiny that I see is far different from what I see right now. This is already putting a lot of pressure. You love God, but you know, this sense of inferiority is killing you and eating you up. The Lord is saying, I should tell you, the rejected stone will later become the chief cornerstone. Lord Jesus, I pray for this dear lady. There is nobody you cannot change. There is nobody you cannot touch. May the God that I serve visit you. May He give you a new beginning. I cut you away from bad friends and bad influences that make you try to do things to belong. No. Leave them this night. Don't have anything to do with them. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Madam, you are asking the Lord to talk to me that I should minister to you. I'm hearing your prayer. Come. You are praying and your prayer is coming to my ears. You are bowing your head and you are saying, oh God, please let this man talk to me. What is the relationship between you and the woman sitting close to you?
She's my elder sister.
Do I know? Come. Because I'm seeing that the miracle is not just for you alone, but God is doing something for the family. Please stand up. Kai, this woman has suffered. Seriously. I look at this woman, I'm seeing pains. You are a very kind woman, but what is this thing that makes you in trouble? All sorts of trouble. Where is your husband? What's he doing? Madam, God needs to visit three things. That's what the Lord is showing me. Number one is your finances. Things are dying in your family. That thing your husband is doing, before he collects his salary, he's already owing. There is serious trouble. You have cried about this thing. It's even causing trouble for you people at home right
yes,
now.
Sir.
Is that true?
Yes.
Your husband is in fact, sometimes he looks as if you know, you have to look at yourself and say, am I irritating this man? Yes, because of the way he's behaving. You are even suspecting that maybe he's having an affair with somebody else. The Lord is ending this confusion for you because you are a kind woman. There is a spirit responsible for your tragedy. This woman is a very kind woman, but I'm seeing bad luck everywhere you go. That's what I'm seeing. There's nothing you do that works. See, let me tell you, the power of God. Look at this family crying. You know, sometimes people think we just do these things because we are emotional and we are wasting time. Did you know there are people, as they are sitting down there, that's their last opportunity. They are saying, they will now go to a prophet or somebody and he will tell them, bring 100,000, bring 200,000, remove your clothes, let me bath you, let me do this. And then after that one, you add all kinds of things. Because I'm looking at this woman and I'm seeing a lot of struggle. The same spirit causing you pain is what wants to destroy her life and destroy what is supposed to be a source of joy for her marriage. Huh? We have to pray. Did you come alone? They are crying.
I think for an official assignment. Yesterday she told me about your story. I'm supposed to go back to Abuja. Yeah. My school. I have changed 3 universities for my son. He's a drug addict. My first son, 23 years.
He's a drug addict. Where is
he? He's in Abuja. Suleiman.
It's not just that this boy is a drug addict. Ah, I don't like what I'm seeing, no? Because they want to convert this boy. That's what I'm seeing. This is not a nice thing. We're going to pray. Truly, this woman has suffered. But things are going to change. Your husband needs a miracle. A big miracle. Do you know this woman is so kind? She's not even concerned about herself. She would rather not have clothes than for her children. This is the kind of woman I'm seeing in the spirit.
I sold my car to pay school fees. I sold my car to pay my son's.
Can you work on this technical? Or Shadrach, are you doing something wrong?
I sold my car to pay my son's school fees.
Your car? To pay whose school fees?
My son's school fees.
The boy that is... Oh, look at this. Where is he? See, let me tell you, may God make this never be your testimony. You don't know what it means, the child you are waiting for, trusting that God will use him to wipe your tears, and the devil just hijacks his destiny. Now, no car, and the son is not even serious. I need to pray for you because you have not slept very well in days, madam. I'm looking at your sister and I'm seeing that you have not slept. I'm hearing you people saying, what is wrong with our family? Especially the girls, the ladies in your family. That's what you are the one who is saying that thing. You are telling her, I'm seeing you people in a discussion, and you are telling her what is wrong with our family. All the ladies, they are virtuous, they love God, but nothing good comes out of it. And there are families like this, seated looking at me. Is that true, madam?
Yes, sir.
Because I'm hearing a conversation and she's asking you.
We
and
are
saying,
seven ladies, seven women.
How many of you?
Seven of us.
How? Who is doing well among you? Nobody. You see what I'm saying? Seven ladies. Nobody is doing well. And all of them are serious and nice, virtuous ladies. They either get married to foolish men,
yes,
or get married to all kinds of things.
Yes, sir.
Where is number four? Who is number four among them?
It's our mother.
Huh?
Her mother.
There is a miracle that God wants to give her, because the Lord said that she's number four in the order, is visiting her. My dear, please calm down. What happened to your mother in her marriage? The devil wants to bring it to happen to you. We are going to destroy it.
Their father is not with her mother.
That's what I'm saying. We are going to destroy it, because this wants to. I will worship him forever, love him forever, because this God is too good. I
worship you forever, loving. Because this God is too good.
Bring that lady who shouted. There is a miracle God wants to give her family. Is it okay if I just continue ministering, please? I know I'm supposed to share something, but the thing God is doing now, God wants to talk to people. Let's just let him solve serious problems here. It's your time for breakthrough. Stand up. You, come. I came all the way. An angel of the Lord was walking and said I should follow him. And he brought me to your place. Come. It's time for God to wipe your tears.
You get the glory. You get the praise. You take the honor. I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
You get the glory.
You get the glory.
Hallelujah. We don't kill, but I'm seeing someone's uncle dying. I'm seeing that man in a shrine concocting something and saying all the ladies would not marry. But I'm seeing like thunder striking him. That's what the Lord is showing. Help that lady right now. I'm seeing it happen. I announce your obituary if I be a servant of the Lord right now. May the earth open and swallow them. I speak it by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Any man sitting on what belongs to you, any man sitting on your glory, Jimmy, God is bringing a miracle for your sister. I'm seeing your sister. I'm seeing your face and I'm seeing her still flash. Is she here? Wait. Come. I didn't even know that she's here. I'm seeing the Lord is saying he's bringing a miracle for her. I'm seeing somebody clean footprints on the ground. That's what I'm seeing. You are moving and you are leaving footprints. And the footprints, I see flies all around it. But I'm seeing someone cleaning it. And the Lord is saying, I should tell you, remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. He says, I should tell you, behold, I will do a new thing. God will begin a strange work in your life. And it's going to surprise you. A strange work. You have a desire for God. You sincerely love God. And let me tell you, the desire is not a waste. The same way your brother is loving God and being passionate. Look at me. It's not about perfection. It's about sincerity of motive. The journey to self-perfection is unnecessary and exhausting. What God requires is a sincere desire from you. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, the anointing that will wipe the past off this lady's life, the past that eats you, I curse it by the God of heaven. In the name of Jesus, may your conscience be purged by the blood. May the water of the word cleanse you. And may grace be supplied unto you for a new dimension, for a new level. I release this grace upon you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's go to Exodus 40, 33, please. Exodus 40, 33. We really have to be fast. Exodus 40, 33. Moses wanted to once again experience the manifested presence of God. But he could not see that presence find expression until his obedience was perfected, complete. Let me tell you something. Half obedience is not obedience at all. Half obedience, you must obey to the latter. God is very meticulous about his instructions. Are we together now? And so God kept watching as they attempted building it. And then, 40 verse 33, it says, and he reared up the court round about the tabernacle and the altar and set up for the hanging of the court gate. Right? Read the last sentence if you have open there. It says, so Moses finished the work.
He finished building according to pattern, obeyed as instructed to the latter. And something happened in the next verse, 34. It says, then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. The word glory is the Hebrew word kabod, the essence, the fullness, the expression of all that makes a man what he is, or whatever deity. So when we say the glory of God, the effulgence of his person, right, filled the temple. 35. And Moses was not able to enter the tent of congregation because the cloud abode thereon, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. When you are obedient, you will see the glory of the Lord in your life in most remarkable ways. You don't have to be a pastor to see the glory of God. You don't have to be a man of God. Once you are kingdom compliant, the sacrifice of complying with the principles of the kingdom, then you are authorized to experience the glory. You see, you may not be able to see all of the clouds and all of that, but the glory of God is made manifest in miracles, strange testimonies, dramatic operations of the hands of God that leaves you baffled. Everyone who sees you knows that this is by the finger of God. That's somebody's testimony tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to obey, grace to obey. You must cry for it. Complete obedience gives you access, access to experiencing the glory. Number two, the second key to experiencing the manifestation of God's glory is prayer. Prayer. Matthew chapter 17. Matthew 17. Verse 1 to 8. Matthew 17. Matthew 17, verse 1 to 8. This was the encounter that we call the transfiguration of Jesus. I apologize for the inability of the media to switch for now. Please just bear with us. I'm sure they are working on it. And after 6 days, listen, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain privately. There are certain things in the kingdom that are not just for Christians. Listen, I know we have this idea that yes, God doesn't want to hide anything from us. But you see, the dispensation of spiritual realities is according to the degree to which the Spirit of God can trust you. There are certain trust levels. If you have not attained certain deep mysteries of the kingdom, cannot be committed to you. The Bible says that he was one who called all the disciples, but he took three, and he says, there is something I want to show you privately. What did he show them privately? A mystery. The Bible says, and was transfigured before them. Listen, he went to the place of prayer, and that transfiguration began. And the Bible says, his face did shine like the sun, and his raiment was as white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Listen, verse 4. It says, then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make this and that and that and that, you know. And then he was just speaking, and so on and so forth. And then the Bible says, verse 5, while he yet spoke, Jesus was communicating with them in the place of prayer, and he was trying to make an arrangement. And the Bible says, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And then behold, a voice spoke out of the cloud and said, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Verse 6. It says, and when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face, and they were much terrified. It says, and Jesus came and touched them and said, arise and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man except Jesus only. Listen, there is a dimension of the glory of God you will never experience until the ministry of prayer brings you there. You can do every Bible study you know to do. You can read every concordance, dates, and so on and so forth. There is a degree of open heavens, the manifestation of the glory of God upon a man's life that is a direct answer to the ministry of prayer. Are we together now? He spake a parable, Luke 18 verse 1. Unto them to the end that men ought always to pray and not to faint. He spake a parable. By prayer, I don't just mean, oh God, give me tea, give me bread. That's petition. 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 Give me tea, give me bread. That's petition. Hallelujah. The kind of prayer I'm talking about is the type that is said in the book of James, effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous man. You see, let me tell you, there is nothing in your life that can substitute for the absence of a healthy life of prayer. No matter your what level, it will show. When a man does not have an altar that is alive, an altar of prayer, the first thing that disappears is discernment. Discernment is, lack of discernment is spiritual blindness. What lack of discernment is to the realm of the spirit, that's what blindness is in the physical realm. The moment a man is close to the impulses of the activities of the spirit, there is no effectual prayer. So things happen around our lives and we become victims of the effects of things that happen, not the initiators of the faith. The ministry of prayer. It was on the strength of prayer that when Satan spoke to Peter, Jesus looked at him and said, get thee behind me, Satan. And he said, Peter, Satan desired by discernment. He desired to sift you like wheat. He said, but I have what? What was the antidote? Prayed for you, not discussed with him. I prayed for you, Peter. Something is wrong with your discernment. You didn't even know when the Holy Ghost was speaking to you. You just said, I am the Christ. And a spirit took over your voice. You didn't even know the difference. He said, I pray for you. Because that's what is wrong. The absence of a healthy altar of prayer, it has numbed your discerning ability. There are many believers here. And it's sad if you are a leader here and you are a pastor. Believe me, if you don't pray, your discernment will be dark and blocked. One of the greatest advantages of working in the spirit is access to feeling the impulses of the environment of the spirit. The realm of the spirit is a real realm, like the physical realm, right? When you get born again and you are filled with the Holy Ghost, as you begin to pray, the first thing that happens to you is an activation of the ability to interact with the atmosphere of the spirit. It may start in dreams. It may start in visions. It could be dramatic. But then your spirit, listen to my message, spiritual perception. Your impulses of the spirit, right? You begin to pick signals. There is danger. God does not want me to go here. He doesn't have to give you a reason. Lack of prayer has got a lot of catastrophe. Not all these things you just stroll around 30 minutes, 1 hour, you just throw back. It's called the effectual fervent. You don't add time to fervent. You add passion to it. And as far as your passion can drive you, that's the validity of the prayer time. It's not about saying I'll pray for 10 minutes or 5 hours or 8 hours. You will pray until the nothing of the spirit releases you. You are praying to burn things in the spirit, not for the formality of religion. The problem with the prayer ministry is that most people pray to feel spiritual and then maybe to intimidate themselves, their little group. So if I pray for 30 minutes, you add 30 minutes to it and it makes you look spiritual. No. When you are a spiritual man, there is always an object that drives you to the prayer part time. And as you pray, you keep checking the rewards of your victory as against the impulse and stop only when that victory is established. This is where we miss it. When Elijah prayed, was it just according to desire? He wanted an effect. First time he prayed, only God knows how long that was. He said, go and check. There was no result. What did he do again? We stop. We stop because it's 2 hours. We use earthly time to gauge certain things. You see, the things we are contending against sometimes will require time and certain dynamics of spiritual operation to produce victory. So if you have this idea that because you want to pray, you just sense God wants to speak to you, and then you pray for 30 minutes or 1 hour and you feel I am okay, you see, you are using a wrong timing. The same way, if you pray for 8 hours just blindly and religiously and think because you pray for 8 hours it means you are making contact with the Spirit, no sir, you pray according to the guidance of the Spirit. The Spirit of God instructs you, he navigates you. Your prayer, there is a connection between a burden in the Spirit and something in the realm of the Spirit, and you pray until there is a release. When the servant came and said, I've seen the sign, Elijah stopped at once. He didn't say, let me just continue since I've gone so far. He stopped at once because prayer has a purpose. Once the purpose is achieved, stop and move on in action. Brothers and sisters, hear me. Especially for those who are workers, those who are students, those who are maybe business people and so on and so forth, the propensity for negligence in the place of prayer is very high. Are we together? As a student, you have lecture in the morning, sometimes marathon lectures. You are finishing in the evening, you may have fellowship or you have certain things. The truth is, when you calculate it, you find out that there's no time for quality prayer. Are we together now? You see, the most important thing about prayer, it's not necessarily praying 8 hours every day. At your level, you cannot pray 8 hours every day. You'll be irresponsible in your activity. The key is to maintain the fire and set periodic times where you compensate for the absence of the secret place. At least I expect everybody once a week, you should be able to have some time when you can dedicate certain things. And let me tell you, in my life, one of the biggest secrets of my prayer life is the mystery of night prayers. I can tell you this. As any man that prays, the night time is when men gain grounds in the spirit. Why do you think people die in the night when they sleep? Why do you think people's sicknesses and diseases amplify in the night? There are many mysteries we don't know in the body of Christ. Maximize your night time, especially for many of us here, because we are young. Establish things in the night. Don't crash into trouble and then you are wondering what to do in the day. The daytime is for manifestation. We settle realities in the night. Believe me, it will not rob you of sleep. It's just a little sacrifice of prayer that will bring you tremendous power. I hear God clearly at night. There are times I go outside and I just sit down. Everyone has slept. I just sit down outside and I'm meditating. Many of us have been cheated in the night time. The devil has studied your spiritual life and he has seen your area of vulnerability. Let me tell you something. Do you know there is something called slumber? I hope you know it's a spirit. Uncontrolled passion for sleep. You are passionate about sleep. I'm not just talking of resting. You know, you are tired and you are resting. Some of us, is a spirit. No matter how you plan to pray, once it's night, even if you slept from morning till that time, you are just going to thank the Lord. Lord, I bless you, and snore your way to your morning. It's a spirit. If no one has told you, something is wrong with your destiny. Many politicians and businessmen, their time of meeting is in the night. Witches and wizards and demons that do all kinds of things. You take advantage of the mysteries in the spirit. There are times and seasons that grant you access by grace. You see, if you do not know these things, if you do not know these things, you will miss out on a lot of things. Why is it called the Lord's Supper, not the Lord's breakfast, not the Lord's lunch? Why was it done in the night? Because there was no time? No. Was a mystery. I pray for every dead prayer life here, or every prayer life that is need driven. Father, I'm coming before you now. The other time you gave me 5,000. Listen, if you really want to be strong and gain power and open the heavens, your prayer must be effectual. The key to effectual prayer is praying in tongues. There is a place for praying in your understanding, but I'm telling you, if you want to make an effect, pray in the spirit. For no man knows what is in the heart of a man, except the spirit that is in that man. So no man knows what is in the heart of God. You don't just go around grumbling, just praying, sing one or two choruses, which is good. The key to prayer, I'm telling you, effectual prayer that builds you is praying in tongues. Spend time praying in tongues, not just in English or in your language. No, there is a place for that. Pray in the spirit. And please, if you are here and you have not received the baptism of the Holy Spirit correctly and seriously, I want you to know that there is something you are missing. Now, I know I don't want to go into all the details, that time is gone. We come from different churches, different ministries. I know we have different ideas. My goal of teaching this tonight is not to create controversy, but I love you too much not to tell you the truth. If you are not filled with the Holy Spirit, I don't know what you have been taught about it. We have teachings already there. You can listen to it. There is a need for you to say, Lord, I need to upgrade. It's not just about praying, making noise. No, this is a spiritual language. The Bible calls it an instrument that helps our infirmities. What is our infirmity? The Bible says we do not know what to pray for as we ought to. But the Spirit makes intercession. Are we together? Don't say, I just love the Lord. I'm okay. I'm fine. Honestly, I don't want to complicate my spiritual life. It's already complicated. This world we live is very complicated. The ministry of prayer is what will straighten that crooked path. He said, Elijah was a man of like passion like us. He said he prayed earnestly that there would be no rain for a space of 3.5 years. Elijah locked the heavens and put the key in his pocket. He said, the heavens will not be open except at my word, not the word of any man of God that is serious. These are men who took territories. They tore the heavens open. One time he was up the mountain, some enemies came. You see that? A man of prayer, let me tell you, if you're a man of prayer and any man goes to any shrine to concoct nonsense, oh come on. Ask the prophets of Baal what happened to them. The Bible says they kept calling on Baal for morning. Elijah said, maybe he's sleeping, wake him. You know why many Christians are weak in the body of Christ? We love comfort to a fault. And we men of God are the ones who have destroyed people. I believe in prosperity, you know that. I believe in the blessings of God. But brothers and sisters, let me tell you, there is the sacrifice you must make for your destiny. The sacrifice of prayer. It's not all about having CVs. There are giants on every mountain. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? There are giants on every mountain. You're a pastor, you are not praying. You just share a revelation and you are happy. You believe you come on stage. No prayer, no periodic fasting, no strength. You just want to speak and let things happen. Do you think God is a herbalist? No. God is not a herbalist. Please, if you're a pastor here, pay attention to what I'm telling you. Except you want to joke around with your members, or you are ready for empty pews. The generation we are in now, members are not ready to waste their time for nonsense again. Once they come and sit down and you are wasting their time, they will get up and they will leave. No matter how you pray, pour 1 gallon of oil on your head. We need power. It takes prayer to access open heavens. Are we together? We add drama in churches for 2 hours, and then when he's about to pray, they say, everybody bow your head as if we are mourning. Somebody just recites a prayer request for 10 minutes. Say, okay, thank you Jesus for answering prayer, and people get up. And that's why we keep getting weaker and weaker. No discernment. Spiritual things are flying around your territory. Nobody has the eyes to see and the ears to hear until it happens and everybody is confused. May that not be your testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. 3 enemies of prayer. Number 1, excess food. excess food, there is a name for it. It's called gluttony. Believe me, if you take what I'm telling you, your prayer life will step into another dimension. Am I saying you should not eat? No, not at all. Excess food, gluttony. There is a connection between food and the flesh. Number two, excess sleep. Excess sleep. The second enemy of prayer. Excess sleep. Number three, the third enemy of prayer, worry. Worry. Worry is a spirit. That's why the first assignment of worry is to bring you to a point of depression. Have you seen people with worry? I don't mean people who are just thinking, real worry. They can't even talk. Are you doing well? They just keep quiet. Because Satan's goal is to shut your mouth. He knows that there is power that is released if you open your mouth. He says, my heart is indicting a good matter. Yea, I speak of excellent things. He said, my tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Psalms 45, 1 and 2. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Men ought always to pray. Brothers and sisters, pray. Turn and tell your neighbor, pray. Say, pray again. Say, pray again. Say, pray in the night. Yeah, pray in the night. You will command tremendous power. There were times in Zaria, most of the people here will tell you, night time was the time people built strength. Ah, come on. You would see all kinds of strategies of prayer. Strategies. But, well, God is helping us. I'm just challenging you, brothers and sisters, please hear me. If you are married, husband and wife, pray. A praying husband and wife is a staying husband and wife. A lazy husband and wife is a divorced family already. It's a matter of time. Because every spirit, the devil will move across families. And he will come like the angel of death, pass through every city. But when he got to Goshen, he came. He saw that there was a fortification. What fortification have you put around your life? Job chapter 1, when Satan went before God, what happened? He met a man who made oblations for his children. It was a similitude of prayer. And Satan said, I came, but I could not access him. Have you not built an hedge around him? Say after me, a prayerless Christian is a powerless Christian. Beauty and glory of God comes upon your life when you pray. Don't put prayer as an instrument of crashing. This is the problem. Some of us pray, but the entire scope of our prayer is, God, give me. Are you not seeing? Give me. And we try to manipulate God and bend his hand. That's why he gave you the blessings of praying in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Stretch in the spirit. You can put worship songs, your earphone, or something to create the atmosphere. Pray in the spirit. Even if you cannot pray in the night, early hours of the morning, why not? Put a little worship song. Charge your spirit. Sing one or two songs. Blast every mountain before you in tongues. And walk out in the day. And you become a living miracle. You are walking with the heavens open. And what looks miraculous for others becomes your atmosphere. Men will sit down and plot evil. You will walk on it as if Satan does not exist. Those are the people who will not be affected by the arrows that fly by day, nor the noisome pestilence. There are people who will be affected. You are a Christian, but you will still be affected. But there are those who are immune. I pity the native doctor that calls my name in any charm. It's not just that if all that happens is that it does not work, I'm still cheated. For calling my name, that charm and the native doctor was burnt to ashes. When Elijah finished proving his point, he said, no, if we stop here, that's not all. Go and meet those prophets. Kill every one of them as a testament that you don't try God. The devil has mocked some of our lives and we're just watching, running for counseling and discussing. Some of you this night, you will lock your door and say, I'm offering my phone. Lord, it must change. Families don't pray. They discuss They call people to come and gossip, but they never pray. We meet people for counseling. We go and meet Babalawo. We go and meet all kinds of people, but we never pray. We pray as a last resort. Oh God, I come to you. You too, you have seen what we have done. We have made all of our effort, whereas we should come before God. There was a king in the Bible who died because he didn't seek God. It was a taboo to seek other things when you have problems. We depend on uncles. If I talk to my uncle, he will do this. Let me tell you, never take action on anything until you have prayed about it. Especially major decisions in your life. No matter how convinced you are, pray. Because there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the Bible says the end thereof. I can't tell you how many things I wanted to do. Plans I had. Physically speaking, they look fabulous. But when I went to the place of prayer, there are many things we wanted to do as a ministry. I would discuss in our leaders' meeting. Oh, we are going to do A and B. I will go back to God. If he's silent, I come back. They know already. The moment I say we'll do a thing and I'm silent about it, they know God has. Do you have the courage to keep quiet if God is silent? Do you have the courage to stand still if God is not moving? If the cloud did not move, they did not move. If it stood still, stand still. The true benefits of prayer, not this thing people do just for spirituality, just to show that I'm a man of prayer. People bend and deceive themselves to show they are praying. That's not a sign of prayer. That's nonsense. Those are the kinds of things that make God look like an idiot. Prayer is serious business. And it commands victory. Say, I receive grace to pray. Say it again, I receive grace to pray. Grace to pray. Take charge of your atmosphere. There are giants on every mountain. If they didn't spare Jesus, they will not spare you. I guarantee you. Make no mistake. Do not think they will not come for your business or your family or your children. You have the testimony of our dear mother. Do not think they would. The devil will attack anything that can be attacked. If it does not happen, it's coming. I guarantee you in the name of the Lord. The Bible says after the temptation, he left Jesus for a season. For a season. He came through Peter. Jesus detected him. He said, you caught me. The next time he came through Judas, the son of perdition. Jesus allowed it to be so that scriptures will be fulfilled. Not because he was not ready to overcome. Who speaks from the heavens? And the earth will hear. All speak from your throne, and I'll hear from the earth. My altar is calling you, oh God. My prayer is calling you, oh God. Oh, speak from the heavens, and I'll hear you from the earth. Oh, speak from your throne, and I'll hear you from the earth. For my altar is calling you, oh God. My secret place is calling you, oh God. Take my praise, oh God. Take my praise. Do you have an altar that calls him? Do you have a secret place that calls him? When there are men who seek your flesh and they are invoking upon altars, is there an altar that answers? Or are you just loitering around hoping that life will work? Men have died because they did not have altars. Let me tell you, please play no games. I'm not scaring you. Lady, don't think you will just get married because you are beautiful. Take back your priestly robe tonight and go back to the place of prayer. There is an effectual fervent prayer. There are many brothers. You will not just be established because you are a graduate. There are giants on every mountain. A man can look at you with a saddest spirit and vow that you will not move forward. It takes prayer to move mountains. By the grace of God, this ministry is moving as if the devil does not exist. It's not because the devil does not want to destroy this ministry. There is a mystery. There are mysteries like cornerstones that we have found and put around the boundaries of this ministry. Number three, the third key to carrying and releasing the glory and the manifest presence of God is worship. The last scripture, and then we'll continue next week during the miracle service. 2 Chronicles chapter 5. We'll read verse 13 and 14, just two verses. Very interesting. This was the dedication of the temple. When Solomon had built the temple, there was a sacrifice upon the altar, and he was about to dedicate the temple. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 13 and 14. It came to pass, listen, as the trumpeters and singers were what? As one, making one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever, that what? Then the house was filled with the cloud filled the whole house, right? The next verse. So that the priests could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house. Listen, in 2005, I conducted a personal research, Jewish worship and the mystery of God's presence. I was obsessed. I wanted to know what the secret was. How will a man just step into a place and the atmosphere just changes physically, as if he carries a dimension of glory? I wanted to find out, because I saw this happen in the lives of the Jews. I saw this happen to people who were associated to the Jews, like Benihim and so on and so forth. They would just sing and worship, and before you know it, the glory will fill the place. Oh, I wish we had time. We'll take it from here next week. But brothers and sisters, worship is a mystery that compels the presence of God to be made manifest. Worship is a mystery. The third key to activating the manifested presence of God here and now in a place. Worship. It's not enough to just be obedient. As powerful as prayer is, there is a dimension many of us are missing in our spiritual life. Worship. The Bible says in Psalm 100, it says that we enter his gates with thanksgiving. Then it says, and his courts with praise. It says, come before him with singing. The protocol to meeting him is song, singing. Come before him. It has nothing to do with the quality of your voice. It has nothing to do with your music proficiency, although that's an added advantage. However, you cannot give an excuse that because I cannot sing, I cannot raise songs and incense of worship unto God. Next week, I'm going to be teaching us the protocol of acceptable worship. Not every kind of worship is acceptable. The proof that your worship is acceptable is that his glory responds to it. I'll share with us the mystery of Cain and Abel, a type of the man of the spirit and the man of the flesh. The Bible says both of them, they came and they offered sacrifices of worship, right? And Abel gave of his firstlings and his fatlings, and Cain just gave up the vegetables and all of that. And then the Bible says how that the sacrifice of Abel rose up to the heavens, and that of Cain did not rise up, and Cain killed Abel. When God met Cain, he said, where is Abel? He said, am I my brother's keeper? And then he began to challenge him, and he said that if he did what was right, paraphrasing, would his sacrifice not be accepted? Sacrifice of worship is not just about singing. There is a protocol that leads to acceptable worship. The first key to acceptable worship is found in Romans chapter 12. from verse 1. I beseech thee, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye offer your bodies. That's the first key. That ye offer your bodies. Not your songs. Not your voice. Not your offering. Not your oblations. Not the lifting up of your hands like the morning sacrifice. Above and beyond that, there is a protocol. There is a system that must precede your songs. He says your body must become a prototype of what you want to offer with your lips. And then Hebrews 13 gives us a picture of the fact that worship and praise is sacrificial. So the first is there must be death. We explain that. The second is that it must be a sacrifice. It says, let us offer unto God the sacrifice of praise, which are the calves of our lips. He calls your sacrifice the calf of your lips, in the similitude of that which was done in ancient times in the temple. He says, when you worship God, it is in the similitude of the killing of bulls and rams. He says, offer the calves of your lips, a sacrifice that is acceptable unto him. Hallelujah. That's why we took our time to worship. And as we began to worship, God began to respond and touch people. The spirit of prophecy came upon us and we began to minister. Three short keys that I've given you tonight that control the manifestation of God's glory. You can't argue it. They are not opinions. They are the spiritual formula for accessing the glory of God. Number one, obedience. Number two, a consistent life of effectual prayer. Hallelujah. Number three, the incense of worship. Oh, let my praise rise before you. The lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. These are all mysteries. The mystery of the lifting up of hands. The mystery of repetition as you sing. You see, a lot of people sing it. The Jews used to sing songs, one line. They would sing it for hours. Just like you see many people in many religions. It's not an enchantment. There is something they do. The mystery of repetition. You see that happen in the songs that the psalmist wrote. Their response will be for him. Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise the Lord. For he is good and his mercies endure forever. Or for his mercies shall endure, ever faithful, ever sure. And so he would say a lot of things and then they would keep responding. Listen, they didn't write songs as musicians. They wrote songs as spiritual men. They didn't have that skill to compose songs. It was as it was delivered to them. It was delivered in a particular way that if they sang it, it will make God respond in a particular way. For instance, that formula, you are good and your mercy endures forever. You know, I've studied it. I found out that every time the nation of Israel wanted deliverance, that was the song they sang. It had to be that line. They invoked the goodness and the mercy of God. Two things that we quote every Sunday, they are following us and we never see it. Because we don't believe them. The goodness of God and the mercy of God. It was the goodness of God that passed before Moses. I will let my goodness, a dimension of my glory called my goodness, pass. And then his mercy. He says, for it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. Hallelujah. We're going to rise and pray just for a few minutes. And say, Lord, I want to see your glory in my life. I'm tired of just being a Christian, coming to church. I want to begin to walk in the glory of God. Lift your hands and begin to pray. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and pray. Father, I desire to see the glory, the manifest presence of God in my life. Can you pray, please? Go ahead. Koinonia, are you praying? Shebrakata barada 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 barada. I desire to see your glory in my life. Lord, I'm tired of a barren Christian life. I receive that grace. Supernatural grace. Supernatural grace. Supernatural grace. I want to see your glory revealed in my life. Let the eyes of the blind be opened through my hands. Let the cares of the deaf be unstopped. Let my life represent breakthroughs. Signs, wonders, miracles. Hallelujah. Prayer point number one. Grace for unusual obedience. Lift your voice and pray. Grace. 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 Grace for unusual obedience. Those outside, make sure you are praying. Kalabras kadabaladabaradabarabes. Grace for unusual obedience. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Number two, please, I'd like you to pray. If your prayer life is dead or on its way to death, don't feel condemned, don't feel embarrassed, but I'd like you to pray and say, Lord, bring it back alive. My prayer life. At every level, you can move higher. Lift your voice and pray. The fervent and effectual prayer of the righteous availeth much. Make sure you are praying. Lord, I'm tired of lack of discernment in my life. I'm tired of acting carnally. I'm tired of acting just by my sensory impulses. I pray my way to divine secrets. I pray my way to divine strategies. I pray my way to divine secrets. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's add one more prayer under the area of prayer. You're going to pray. Many of us see things and hear things, but there is no grace, access to understanding. So there are so many things God is showing us, but we are deaf of understanding. So we do not have the grace to interpret or to interpret correctly. Lift your voice and cry. Say, grace to understand. He said, understandeth what thou readest. It's one thing to see. It's one thing to have a dream. It's one thing to hear God speak. But it's another thing to understand. The working knowledge of the revelations you have received. You need it for your marriage. You need it for your ministry. You need it for your job. You need it to know where God wants you to be. Part time. Understanding. Understanding. Lord, I'll not just have dreams. I receive understanding. I'll not just hear your voice. I receive interpretations. Accurate, unemotional interpretations of spiritual realities. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Last prayer point. Lord, teach me the art of worship. Worship in a way that can bring your presence to abide and remain in my life. Lift your voice. Give me songs from heaven. Give me songs in the night. Melodies of the spirit. Let me hear the songs of angels. Let me hear the sound of the spirit. Give me the songs for every season. The song to sing my way into the glory. To sing my way into breakthrough. To sing my way into healings and miracles. To sing my way into prophecy. Grace to sing the songs of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Next week, I'll teach you briefly before I begin to minister during the miracle service. Listen, pay attention to the songs that God brings in your life seasonally. There are times the Spirit is the one who recommends the song you will use in your worship. Stay there. Don't be rebellious. Those songs have authority upon them to bring a dimension of breakthrough. In the last maybe 3 months, the Lord speaks to me through songs. I have gotten so many songs. Are we together now? Pay attention. Music is one of the languages in the Spirit. You must pay attention to the impulses, the sounds. Sometimes it could just be the line of a song. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. That's what lands upon your spirit. Don't just guess your song and say the song is not in my tribe. No, there is authority in that song. It's like a sword. It's an instrument of warfare. You keep singing it, sometimes for hours. Are we together now? Yeah. That's how I get fit. Let me tell you, I can give you testimonies of personal breakthroughs in my life as a result of certain songs. So glorious in your way. No other song will do. You just keep singing it. You get up in the morning and that's the only song you hear. My deliverer is coming. My deliverer is standing by. That may be a song in your spirit. You may just receive it. God is telling you, I'm coming through for you. But you see, the problem is many of us do not know. You are supposed to take it. Don't stop singing it. That's your instrument. That's a pass in the spirit. But we drop it and then raise all kinds of choruses in our languages. And we're just singing and dancing. And God is saying, no, there is acceptable worship. Are we together? There are times you see us in Koinonia here. 2 weeks, 3 weeks. When I come up stage or the worship team, we keep repeating certain songs. There is authority upon the songs. We stretch them until the grace that they came with from heaven is delivered unto the people. Then the songs will rest. Pay attention to songs. Everyone can receive songs, whether you're a musician or not. It's a product of alignment, not just musical accuracy. You can edit it, but you can receive a song. Hold on to it and sing your way to an ending breakthrough. It was the playing of the string that casted out demons, right, from David. There was a sound that the spirit heard. He said, there is as it were many voices, and none of them is without effect. Your worship is an incense. It's a language that calls the presence of God. Lift your hands and let me pray for you. In the name that is above all names, let everyone represented here begin to walk in dramatic signs and wonders. In the name of Jesus Christ, the barrenness in your Christian life that makes your revelations mock you because there is no grace for performance, I command it to come to an end right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, that for every dimension of spiritual reality you communicate, there will be grace to demonstrate its validity here and now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for you. Everywhere you have tried to activate the operation of the word and have not gotten results, go back now and see the strength of the Almighty God upon your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, where you laid hands on the sick and nothing seemed to happen, I empower your hands. You go back and you will watch dramatic miracles. In the name of Jesus. Hear me. The supernatural dimension in your life must be clearly made manifest for the world to listen to you. They are not waiting for the explanation of the sons of God. They are tired of noise. There must be something supernatural. You must desire the operation of the Spirit to be activated in your life. You must covet earnestly and desire it. That, Lord, my life will become a host to your glory. That it will be a privilege for people to receive me. Because they know as they receive me, they give space for the glory. They will bless you. Someone sows into your life and gets a million-fold return. Do you think you will sow again? Yes. because he's sowing in the glory. You pray for somebody and ripple effects of unending testimony, it will motivate you. But if the only thing that consoles you spiritually is that maybe you are understanding Bible or you are going to heaven, your spiritual life is barren. Hallelujah. May you begin to command undeniable results. I pray for you, everybody connected to this ministry and all those listening online, the thousands of people we have all across the world, I minister to you by the anointing of the Spirit. May you begin to be commanders of miracles, strange results, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray for you, whatever you lay your hands on, I don't know what you are trusting God for, but I'm praying that between now and next Friday, some of you before Friday, your requests will be answered in the name of Jesus Christ. Please believe me when I pray for you. I say it again, there are many of you between now and Friday, the testimony you are waiting for, you have prayed, you have fasted. I don't know how it will come, but may the God I serve make it happen for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, lift your hands and give him glory. Please keep standing. We're almost done. By the grace of God, next week is our miracle service. Please listen. Now, I want to see how by his grace, we'll have an extensive time to really, really minister to the needs of people. Sometimes we come, we're constrained with time. I want to see how we can really minister to people. Please invite all your friends and your loved ones. It's going to be fire in this place on Friday. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's going to be fire. Write your request. Everything that has made you cry, bring it before the God of heaven. Let's flog it out here on Friday. And the devil must bow. He must give room to your life. And please make sure that your loved ones, those who cannot come, please come with something as a point of contact for them. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you're worshiping with us for the first time, wherever you are, while standing, please, I'd like you to make your way to the front. We want to bless you. This is Koinonia. Inside and outside, first time worshippers, God bless you. Honor them, Koinonia. Please keep standing, everyone. We'll be out of here in a few minutes. Thank you. Thank you for coming. Can we honor them? Can we celebrate them? There are a number of them coming from outside. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wow. Can you keep clapping? May God bless all of you who brought them. May God bless all of you who traveled from so far. You will never be the same. Never be the same in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, gentlemen and ladies, for coming. This is Koinonia. We're here every Friday. It's a meeting put together by Eternity Network International. We thank you for coming. I have one guarantee that your life will never be the same. I assure you, your life will never be the same. You will go back and you'll be amazed to see the changes in your life. Remarkable manifestations of the Spirit. Especially for those of you who traveled from far. Some of you are pastors, some of you are leaders. Some of you just love the Lord. You came, others were invited. May the Lord bless you. We're here every Fridays. Next week Friday is our miracle service. You can come prepared. Invite your friends and loved ones. 5:30, we're here. The Lord is going to be doing great and awesome things. We love you and we thank you. There is a grace upon this house we want to release upon you. I want you to receive it with all your heart. Let's stretch our heads toward them. Father, bless them. Prophesy over their lives. We pray for your spiritual lives. You're stepping into unusual levels of progress in the Spirit. Accuracy of understanding, access to the mysteries of the kingdom, powerful prayer life, fresh grace for the journey. We pray for the works of your hands, your job, your school, your business, whatever it is that you do. May the hand of God come upon you. You will prosper on all sides. We call forth favor into your life. In the name of Jesus, may the presence of God mantle you and go with you and open strange doors for you. In the name of Jesus, I bless you. In the name of Jesus, may the hand of the Lord rest upon you. You will go and return with strange testimonies. The challenges that you came here with, they drop here and they never return with you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Once again, I'll just ask.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. For additional information, you can visit us on Facebook on www.facebook.com/KoinoniaEternityNetworkInternational. Or follow us on Twitter, www.twitter.com/KoinoniaEI. You can also download our messages on www.foreshared.com. Eternity Network International, duplicating the fullness of God's life on earth.